Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of New Fortress Energy, ticker symbol NFE, a company that's been making waves in the integrated gas-to-power infrastructure space. If you're curious about whether this stock could be a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance and more. Let's get started. So, first off, let's set the stage. New Fortress Energy is a player in the energy sector, specifically focused on providing cleaner, more reliable energy solutions through natural gas and LNG, liquefied natural gas. They've got operations spanning multiple continents, and their mission is to help transition the world to cleaner energy by building infrastructure that powers industries and communities. It's a fascinating business model, especially in today's push for sustainable energy. Whoa, and I'm excited to unpack it for you. Now, let's talk a bit more about who New Fortress Energy is. Founded in 1998 and headquartered in New York, NFE operates as a global energy infrastructure company. They're not just about supplying gas. They develop, own, and operate LNG terminals and power plants, essentially connecting the dots from gas to electricity. Their footprint includes facilities in places like Jamaica, Puerto Rico, Mexico, and Brazil, and they're heavily invested in helping regions transition from dirtier fuels like diesel to natural gas. Led by CEO Wesley Edens, the company employs over 700 people and plays in the regulated gas industry within the broader utilities sector. It's a unique niche, blending energy production with infrastructure development, and it's worth understanding how they position themselves in a competitive market. Let's move on to the numbers and break down their revenue streams. In 2024, New Fortress Energy reported total revenue of about $2.36 billion. When we look at the breakdown by product category, cargo sales brought in $291 million, while incentive fees contributed around $15.7 million. Geographically, they're pulling in a significant chunk from outside the U.S., with non-U.S. revenue at roughly $1.32 billion compared to $1.05 billion from the United States. This global diversification shows they're not overly reliant on one market, which can be a good buffer against regional downturns. However, it also means they're exposed to international risks like currency fluctuations or regulatory changes. Still, the revenue mix paints a picture of a company with a broad operational base, which is something to keep an eye on as they grow. Next up, let's dive into their earnings performance. For the full year 2024, NFE posted a net loss of about $249 million, translating to an earnings per share of negative $1.24. That's a sharp contrast to 2023, where they reported a net income of $547.9 million, or $2.66 per share. Looking back further, 2022 saw a profit of $194.5 million, and 2021 had $97.1 million in net income. The drop in 2024 is a red flag, and it suggests there might be operational or financial challenges weighing on profitability. Revenue has been relatively stable around the $2.3 billion mark for the past few years, so the issue isn't top-line growth. It's likely tied to costs or other expenses. We'll dig deeper into the financials shortly, but this swing from profit to loss is something investors need to consider carefully. Now, let's touch on some insights from their most recent earnings call for Q1 2024. Management highlighted solid financial results for the quarter, pointing to consistent demand for their LNG solutions and progress on key projects. They emphasized their focus on expanding infrastructure, particularly in high-growth markets, and noted their efforts to secure long-term contracts to stabilize revenue. There was also discussion around optimizing their capital structure, which ties into some of the restructuring news we'll cover later. Overall, the tone was optimistic about future growth, though they acknowledged challenges like infrastructure development timelines and contract negotiations. It's clear they're playing a long game, focusing on positioning themselves as a leader in the clean energy transition. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the balance sheet for 2024, New Fortress Energy reported total assets of $12.87 billion, up from $10.5 billion in 2023. However, total liabilities also climbed to $10.87 billion from $8.72 billion, resulting in a debt-to-equity ratio of 9.35, pretty high, which signals heavy leverage. Cash and cash equivalents stood at $492.9 million, which provides some liquidity, but their current ratio of 0.17 suggests they might struggle to cover short-term obligations without tapping into other resources. On the income statement side, while revenue held steady, the gross profit margin for 2024 was around 31.3%, decent but down from prior years. The net profit margin, though, took a big hit at negative 71.8%, reflecting that significant loss I mentioned earlier. Looking at cash flow, operating activities generated $586.7 million, but massive capital expenditures of $2.62 billion led to a free cash flow of negative $2.03 billion. They're investing heavily in growth, but it's burning cash, and that's a risk if they can't turn those investments into profits soon. Now let's talk valuation. At the current stock price of 160 cents, New Fortress Energy has a market cap of about $330 million. Their price-to-sales ratio for the trailing 12 months is 0.17, which is incredibly low, suggesting the stock might be undervalued relative to revenue. However, the price-to-earnings ratio isn't meaningful right now due to the negative earnings. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2024, analysts peg it at around 9.91 on average, with a range between 9.8 and 10.90, which could indicate the market expects a recovery in profitability. Their enterprise value is $9.47 billion, factoring in debt, which is substantial compared to the market cap. Given the high debt levels and negative free cash flow, the valuation looks cheap on paper, but it comes with significant risk. If they can stabilize earnings and manage debt, there might be upside, but it's not a straightforward bet. Let's break down a SWOT analysis to get a clearer picture of where NFE stands. Starting with strengths, their integrated business model, covering everything from LNG supply to power generation, gives them a competitive edge in markets transitioning to cleaner energy. They've also secured key contracts, like the recent 7-year gas supply agreement in Puerto Rico, which provides some revenue stability. On the weaknesses side, their high debt load is a major concern, with a debt-to-equity ratio over 9, and the recent net loss shows profitability isn't guaranteed. For opportunities, the global push for cleaner energy plays right into their hands. Natural gas is often seen as a bridge fuel, and NFE is well-positioned to capitalize on that trend, especially in emerging markets. However, threats loom large, with regulatory risks in multiple countries, potential delays in infrastructure projects, and economic volatility that could impact demand or financing. It's a mixed bag. They've got a promising niche, but the financial risks can't be ignored. Shifting gears to recent performance, let's look at the stock chart. Over the past year, NFE has taken a brutal hit, down nearly 90%. That's not a typo, down 89.88% in 12 months. Zooming in, the last 6 months saw a decline of 45.78%, and the past 3 months are down 16.44%. Even in the short term, the stock is down 9.63% over the last month, though it's up slightly by 0.83% in the past week. Compared to the broader utility sector, which is up 20.5% over the year, and their specific regulated gas industry, up 7.15%, NFE is massively underperforming. The stock's beta of 1.08 suggests it's slightly more volatile than the market, but honestly, the price action screams distress. Recent news, like the restructuring agreements and debt concerns, likely contributed to this downward spiral. From a technical perspective, there's no clear bottom yet. Momentum indicators aren't showing a reversal, so short-term moves could still be rocky. If you're considering a position, waiting for stabilization or more clarity on their restructuring might be prudent. All right, let's wrap this up. New Fortress Energy is a company with a compelling story, bridging the gap to cleaner energy with a global footprint. Their infrastructure focus and long-term contracts offer potential, but the financial picture is messy right now. A net loss in 2024, high debt levels, and negative free cash flow raise serious questions about sustainability. The stock looks dirt cheap with a low price-to-sales ratio, but that comes with baggage. For long-term investors, this could be a speculative play if they manage to turn things around with their restructuring efforts, like the recent separation of Brazilian operations to cut debt. For For now, though, it's high risk, high reward. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you think NFE can rebound, or are the red flags too big to ignore? Drop a comment below, smash that like button if you found this analysis helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.